Gilmar Ramos Gomez was arrested last November after he set a fire and gained access to the helipad at Spectrum Butterworth Hospital. He was then taken into custody with his American passport in his possession, a significant detail in this story. He served a sentence, but after the judge released him, ICE told Kent County to hold Ramos Gomez for an extra 3 days while he faced potential deportation. His family went to pick him up, and after they were told ICE was detaining him, they contacted an immigration attorney, who was then able to provide the documentation proving the veteran Marine is an American citizen. Ramos Gomez was then released.
Gilmar was arrested, and the police pretty quickly recognized that this was a mental health issue, and they contacted the FBI and said, look, this is a vet, it's a PTSD issue.
That's Miriam Ackerman, attorney for the ACLU of Michigan. She says emails they obtained contradict the claim that GRPD suspected a potential act of terrorism. In fact, Kent County Prosecutor Daniel Helmer questioned ICE's involvement. According to the emails between GRPD and ICE, Captain Kurt Vanderkoy contacted ICE 8 hours after the arrest and included in his email a copy of the police report. The subject line of the emails refers to the combat veteran as, quote, loco, end quote, or Spanish for crazy.
That email is incredibly offensive. It has the subject line, Spectrum Helicopter Pad Loco, and loco, of course, is an offensive Spanish language term for a person with a mental illness.
Ackerman says she thinks Ramos Gomez was racially profiled.
Even when they were alerted by the prosecutor, reminded by the prosecutor that Gilmar is a U.S. citizen, that he had his passport on him, that he's a Marine vet. Even when they were reminded, the Grand Rapids Police Department didn't take any steps to protect him.
We reached out to the GRPD, but they said they were not commenting beyond the initial press release. The city of Grand Rapids did say they are reviewing their contacts with ICE. Michelle Jokashpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.